In order to get state matching funds for political campaigns, candidates must meet several criteria. The most controversial is a rule saying a candidate must get 6% of all votes cast for the office for which he or she is running. In last year's governor's race, Ed Thompson ran unopposed in the Libertarian primary, but partly because there were more names in the Republican and Democratic primaries, Thompson did not get 6% of the total vote and did not get matching funds for the general election. Adam Dick helped run Thompson's campaign and is now on the state elections board. Dick is disappointed the so-called Ellis-Erpenbach campaign finance bill does not dump the 6% rule.
The 6% requirement was put in the law for one and only one reason, and that was to prevent any third-party candidates from ever receiving state matching funds. Third-party candidates, even very strong ones like Ed Thompson, run in races where they're unopposed and where there are no challenged races in their entire primary. So voters go to the polls and they vote for the local sheriff's race or another party's primary where there are competing candidates.
Jay Heck of the watchdog group Common Cause says he wouldn't mind the 6% rule being lowered to 2 or 3%. But Heck says that may not match political reality.
The reason it's in the bill as it is that the thought was that we should adopt the legislation that passed overwhelmingly in the state Senate last year so that senators would know that they're basically just revoting on the same piece of legislation.
Heck finds it a little unusual that an anti-government group such as the Libertarians wants more public financing of elections. The Libertarians respond that much of the public money comes from taxpayer donations on the state income tax form. The Ellis-Erpenbach bill would boost the size of the voluntary checkoff and make many other changes. Heck predicts the measure may be reshaped several times as it moves through the legislative process. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.